Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday the 13th. Yes. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hope you don't need to use Shasta Regional Medical Center because it's Friday the 13th. But I have some facts and figures about information about Friday the 13th.
I want to just butt in there.
Well,
because if somebody's birthday is on the 13th and they were born January or they were born February or whatever it is on the 13th, or somebody got married on the 13th, it will fall on February the 13th. I mean, it will Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Every 7 years. So beautiful Friday the 13th. With all the cheers and the champagne toasts and the sunshine and the rainbows for Friday the 13th.
I wasn't going to get out of bed today because it's Friday the 13th.
Well,
many of us, but, millions
know,
of us.
No.
Millions of Americans are affected by this.
Oh, please. All right.
I have the statistics.
Okay.
Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Any special national day today?
It is actually National Blame Someone Else Day.
I
didn't think that was a thing. It is.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, shoot. That's priceless.
So it's all your fault, Carl.
Well, you know, my oatmeal could have had a cup, some more milk in it.
I was out of half and half. Has anybody have experienced, you know, the eggs? How much half and half has gone up? Do you have, it's double the price.
Everything has, you know, it's all going up.
Unless, of course, you go to Trader Joe's, but
Well, Trader Joe's.
Try to find it, first of all.
First of all, try it. Costco, out of eggs, give me a break.
I was going to say, what is going on with eggs?
Well.
Only in California.
They had avian flu, which wiped out probably millions of chickens. But then in California, it's just California because we are the land of milk and honey. Everything is better here if you can find it at a price that you can afford. I'm buying Linda a very expensive Valentine's Day present.
Eggs?
Oh.
Four boxes of eggs.
Oh.
I'm going to wrap each one individually. So, okay.
All right.
What's the weather look like?
Okay, it's currently 50 degrees. Here's what we've got in front of us. 100% chance of showers today with a high of 53. There is a flood watch and a wind advisory going on. It looks like we can have 7 to 11 miles per hour tonight. Looks like we've got, gusts up to 26 miles per hour tonight. Tomorrow calls for showers, 100% again, and breezy. With again wind gusts with up to about 10 miles per hour. That's the prediction. Saturday night, 90% chance of shower. Sunday, showers, 90% chance of showers with a high of 50 and overnight lows of 41. Did you know that Monday was Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah, I think most everybody did, honey.
Well, I'm just saying, according to the National Weather Service, it's once again with 52. And 80% chance of rain, as well as Tuesday. So across the board, we have rain. We're happy for that. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where it's a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, and they always give senior and veteran discounts. Very important with your propane in these times, be able to get discounts wherever you can. So they customize and work with you.
Okay.
Guess what?
It's Friday. If we have Friday, it must be
a particular pet entered the building. With the pet is of course Katrina, who always comes on Friday and brings in pet of the week. We always love the surprise. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? You can come in even if you don't have a pet because we like you.
Well, thank you.
We have Glenn with us today.
Glenn. I love it.
How does a dog get a name? Do you all just, when the dog comes in, because usually they're ones you find, you know, who names them?
Pretty much everyone. Like, there isn't, like, one specific staff member who does it. We kind of all share it. Whoever, you know, whoever gets to them first, usually whoever's interacted with them the most often will come up with a name for them.
I think it should be a paid position.
I think so too.
I want to apply for dog. I want to apply for animal namer. Like I would call him Sam Francisco.
I like that. I'm going to steal that from you.
Yeah.
And then I'd name him Humphrey Bogart. I'd name him Harley Davidson. I'd put names on him.
That
like,
wonderful coloring.
I'd like to see Sam Francisco today.
Are you on a Friday roll? Okay. So let's
stop feeding me oatmeal in the morning.
So, our pet of the week, has got beautiful coloring, black and white. We're going to post that picture on our Facebook page. Okay. Let's talk about, he's had a little bit of a surgery.
Yeah, so Glenn's been with us for about a month. When he came to us, his leg was very, very injured. We don't really know exactly what happened, but he did have to have a pretty intense leg surgery. We weren't quite sure if he was going to walk again or not, but thanks to our amazing vet team, they've been taking care of him this whole time, and he's doing great. He is a little bit weak on it still, so we are working on building up his strength.
He's moving good.
He is. And it's kind of funny because he's, you know, he's a pit mix and he's definitely kind of that like bully looking pit. So his like top half is very thick and like what you expect with a pit, but his back half, is a lot smaller.
He looks like a weightlifter who has spent way too much time upper body and nothing on legs.
Yeah, he's been skipping leg day for sure. But he's a really, really nice dog.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
He's just a ball of energy and of love, and he just really enjoys meeting people and running around as much as he can right now. And he's wonderful, and he's about 3 years old.
3 years old, and has he been around other dogs and things, and how's he get along with people? And
yeah,
I mean, people he seems to get along with very well.
He loves people. He hasn't met any other dogs yet. So we're not quite sure how he does with them. He seems like he'd be pretty friendly. He's not overly reactive, like when walking through the kennels or anything. He just seems really excited to meet everyone and everything.
Yes, he's a sweetheart. And, I think some people have a heart for, a dog that has had to go into, you know, kennel life at Haven Humane. Even though you do the best you can to walk them and everything, the fact that your people, did surgery on him. He's getting around just fine, and he is a ball of energy. He's beautiful. He's got, he's got the big head and the great coloring, and he's not, I mean, like the big head, like, aren't I fabulous? He's just totally sweet. Yeah. So what else is going on at Haven Humane besides your pet of the week that you're bringing in that's readily adoptive now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely ready to go home now. So we have our Doggy Dash event coming up in March 18th. It's the 8th annual Doggy Dash. Right now you can register online at active.com. It is a 5K, and a 10K. It's a walk run event, so definitely no pressure. You don't have to, you know, run a 10K. But, it's $30 for the 5K and $45 for the 10. And it's a really wonderful event, where you can bring your dog. It's the only dog friendly certified 5K in Northern California. And of course, all human participants get a t-shirt and all dog participants get a little goodie bag.
Oh, cute.
So it's super fun. And this year we're actually doing a costume contest for the dogs. So if you bring your dog in a costume, they can also win a prize. So it's going to be a really fun event.
March 18th.
March 18th at Turtle Bay, and you can also register the day of the event as well. So if you aren't quite sure and you kind of want to scope it out and see what you're doing that weekend, you can definitely come on down and still take part in it.
I think that's important to mark your calendar because I know for us, we're starting to open our calendar for 2023 and say, oh, okay, what, you know, February, March, April, May. I mean, some things carry over from the last year, and we – but the date is different on your day, you know, just like Friday the 13th, you know. I mean, like something falls on a, you know, that date falls on a different day. So, but Friday the 13th doesn't, sorry. anyway, Katrina, final thoughts here.
Final thoughts is I think Glenn would be a wonderful fit for most families. He does seem to just love everyone that he meets. He's just a really fun, goofy guy. So if you're looking for a really fun new addition, definitely come check him out. You can always give us a call, 530-241-1653.
And I can just tell you is that he comes up, he licks your hands, and he is just, when he looks at you, he is just a fun guy.
He is. He's goofy.
He is. Okay. Well, thank you, Katrina, so much.
All right, Katrina, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
And again, Haven Humane, Pet of the Week. And check our website out and see Glenn.
Our chat room. So he's going to get photos up right away. And good luck there, Glenn. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. They don't care. Doug Tooley cares. Doug Tooley cares about his neighbors and his customers, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. Call 530-241-3474, 530-241-3474, and see why Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite is the place to go to. It is a better-known business. We'll be right back.
Tuesday's great and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in Cheers, a little bar where everybody knows your name.
This is great.
It's like KCNR radio.
You know when you have like a wonderful jingle.
Like, you know what? We're like the Cheers of radio stations.
Yes, yes.
We really are. People come in. They feel welcome. If they want a shot of Jack, we got that. You know, we ought to put a beer on tap. We ought to get Charlu's.
Couch, couple couches.
We need to have Charlu's to put a beer on tap here.
Seriously. No, thank you. Okay. But anyway, they do have a great beer wall, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Charlotte.
Oh, man. They have... If you have not had their split pea soup, it's the kind of weather that people should go out and have split pea soup. And if you have not had Charlotte's split pea soup, you are missing out.
Yep.
You need to go down today and say,
I hope they
to
have
Charlotte's
it.
And say, I need split pea soup. I want a bowl of it. And you know what? There's your lunch. It could possibly even be part of your dinner because it is filling and delicious. Okay, Friday the 13th. It seems like it started with a Norse myth because, those gods are up there partying and they were in Valhalla and there were 12 gods in there. And then Loki, we all know who Loki is because of the Thor series. Loki came in and he somehow had one shoot the other one with a mistletoe-tipped arrow. The guy died, and the whole earth went dark. The whole earth mourned. It was a bad, unlucky day. That's a major event in Norse mythology, caused the number 13 to be considered unlucky. And for the superstition, seems to relate to other things, like the story of Jesus Christ's Last Supper and crucifixion, which there were 13 individuals present for that. While there's evidence of both Friday and the number 13 being considered unlucky, there's no record of the two items being referred to as especially unlucky in conjunction before the 19th century. And then various things happened. People died on it. The fall of Constantinople was on that day. The group of knights
the Templar
knights were taken down on Friday the 13th.
Well, here's two things that were good. You want to keep going on to the bad?
I'm just
going to
talk about in today's social impact. According to the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in Asheville, North Carolina, an estimated 17 to 21 million people in the United States are affected by this fear of this day, making it the most feared day and date in history. Some people are so paralyzed by fear they avoid their normal routines in doing business, taking flights, or even getting out of bed.
Wow.
Now, the airlines say they don't really notice it. I mean,
I do know that back in the days when I don't know if it's they do this now, but when I was working in Hong Kong and different various times during the 80s and the 90s, they didn't have a 13th floor. The elevator didn't stop at 13. Well, now, I don't know if they...
A lot of older buildings are like that.
Right. So one of the things that did happen that was good, because, of course, moi, who likes to have a little bit of a Pollyanna attitude because it helps me get through this crazy world we're in. President Johnson signed an executive order preventing gender discrimination all the way back October 13th, 1967.
Damn.
That's a good thing for women who felt like they weren't, getting paid, correctly as a man. And, of course, people are still fighting for that. But still, it was acknowledged. The other thing that I love that's in science, the first scientifically recognized dinosaur eggs were discovered on July 13th, 1923.
Wow.
That fell on a Friday, too.
Okay. I'm sure that you can go through, but according to Swedish authorities, there are less accidents, less fires, and all this. And they say it's probably because Friday the 13th, people are being more careful. So, okay, it's moving on. The Republicans in the House of Representatives passed the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. The measure states that any infant born alive following an abortion attempt or that survives the abortion is a legal person for all purposes under the laws of the United States. Doctor and healthcare workers would have to keep the child alive as a reasonably diligent and conscientious healthcare practitioner would render to any other child born alive. 210 Democrats voted against it. Now,
I can't.
You know what?
I cringe.
Whatever, however you feel about abortion, if a child is born alive and you don't do anything to keep it alive, that's called, I think, infanticide. How could you vote against this? I totally don't understand.
Is there something
this.
Else in that bill?
You know what?
That whatever.
There probably is, because this is like one side here. They claim the name of the bill, this is a Democrat, deliberately misleading and offensive to women who face pregnancy complications and the doctors and nurses who provide their care. Several others argued that having to immediately take a child after, to a hospital after treatment was too risky and harmful. Just let them die there. Well, one of the reasons that the Virginia governor lost the election, among saying that families had nothing to say about the education of their children, was what if a child is born alive in this thing, if the mother changes her mind, he says, oh, we should just make them warm and comfortable until they die. Excuse me. He may not have said that exactly, but that's what you saw in the headlines. Okay. Big death.
Oh, it's...
This surprised everybody.
Yeah, it's very, very heartbreaking. Right after the Golden Globes, Priscilla Presley, obviously she's shocked, and who wouldn't be by the tragic death of their beloved Lisa Marie. She was a cardiac arrest at 54. My heart breaks for the family. I watched, I can't think of his name right now, the guy who
played
Elvis. And
they had photos of them together.
Yeah, and, you know, the Presley family really, really loved watching it. After we saw that movie, I went online and I looked on YouTube and I wanted to really find out about Austin, is his name. What he did to prepare for this role, and they let him come into Graceland, and they let him stay in Graceland in the jungle room, play Elvis's guitar, and there was so much that he went into depth. So, and they had a lot of interviews, with him and the family, and Bars, who's the director. So, anyway, that was.
I have a personal story about Lisa Marie Presley. I know. Linda's looking at me like, no, I didn't know her. But I know somebody last night at the Reading Rodeo Association, mm-hmm. one of those people we know.
Yeah.
When he was back in L.A., when he was going through his, you know, through his music time and all that, and he was over to a friend's house, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and somebody is, Elvis Presley music really loud. And the guy goes, you know what? They've been doing this for like a week. And he said, and he goes, well, I'll go with you. Just go up and tell them, turn it down. They go upstairs, they knock on the door opens, and it's Lisa Marie Presley. Well, the guy that's telling me this, he says, you know, he recognizes her right away and goes, oh, he says, I turned and walked away. My friend is standing there. He knows who she is. And she says, oh, I'm sorry. Am I playing it too loud?
Yes, but
it was her first apartment. She was 18.
Oh my goodness.
And, but what a cool story to hear, you know.
That is a great story.
And he, she was instrumental in getting Graceland opened up, you know, like the second floor and all of this. And then for her to die, tragically like this, but her son,
yes,
committed suicide several years ago.
At the age of 27.
Yeah. I mean,
it is so hard, I think,
to be a child of such famous people. You read about so many instances, the Newmans, Stallone, all these, that their kids end up drugs or death.
Well, I don't know if she had a problem with addiction. But let's just talk about the fact.
How could she not?
Well, let's just talk about the fact. Let's not even go into the negative side of that. Let's just talk about the fact it's a great loss. She did great things, both she and her mother really worked hard at making Graceland the experience it was. I went there. I have a cup from 1995 on my way to Nashville. Last stop, didn't have the plan to go like, oh, you know, I'm on my way. It was Elvis Week. It was the beginning of Elvis Week. I had no idea. And hundreds of thousands of people were coming in to Memphis to go through Graceland and do this Elvis Week. And it's just grown by leaps and bounds. And I happened to get the last room, like unbeknownst to me. And the next day, did the first tour of the day. And it was, I haven't been there, we're talking 95. I've been there since then. So, Elvis is definitely alive and well in that building. I'm telling you right now, in that house. It was a trip.
It was like he had left that weekend and you got to come walk through his house.
I mean, it was a trip. And then,
like,
of course,
what? I mean, they had musical instruments and.
Yeah, but then downstairs they have this, like, well, I don't even know about now. They had this where you could walk through and they had his clothes, his costumes, his jewelry, plaques from all over the world. And you really realized at that time, because, I mean, I was born, you know, kind of a generation, a little bit behind, the riveting effect of the fact this man was the king. He was the king throughout the world of music.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen the movie, I guess the movie is pretty close to reality according to, Lisa Marie and Priscilla. Anyway, we have to take a break. Sorry to hear that another person has died at such an early age. He was 54 from a cardiac arrest. 7:31 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, local board of directors, super group of people down there. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy with that. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Wind River Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is an event you won't want to miss. Join us Sunday, February 12th to catch the big game on our two super-sized TV screens. Score on food, drinks, party favors, and prize drawings throughout the game. Tickets $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10.
You must be 21 to attend this event.
For tickets or complete details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com.
Some people talk football. We live it.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:35 here on the Friday the 13th. For you people that are still in bed saying, I am not getting out of bed, it's Friday the 13th. And besides that, it's raining, which is the real reason I'm not getting out of bed. It's 50 degrees. Yes, we're going to have rain today. Yes, there are flood watches. If you're down around Cow Creek, be watching.
Yeah, it's
be watching. It's running at the top. This portion of the show brought to you by one of our favorite people, Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? When he says he's going to repair your windshield, he repairs it for the life of the windshield. I used to say for life, but then people said, you mean
never mind
my life?
You know.
It's life of the windshield. Don't play games with Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. Hey, look, if you're looking for a free inspection and analysis, you're not sure, you got a chip in there, how bad is it? You know that chip could go, you know, cracky immediately.
So
By cracky. Go on down, see Jeff at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 530-241-8373. He does great work.
I love this moment with you. Can we do it? Five things you need to know today. And then you can rant. People miss the Carl Bott rant. I don't know. Used to do it every day.
Oh, okay. Number two. Yes.
Wait.
That will turn me loose.
Okay, first we're going to start. Number one, powerful storms are moving across the U.S., leaving widespread damage and wreaking havoc. In the South, a severe weather outbreak reportedly spawned at least 35 tornadoes, sending residents running for cover from the fierce winds. At least 7 people, including a child, were killed in Alabama and Georgia. Meanwhile, floods in California have left a trail of destruction in the state. An additional lineup of storms are going to be with a difficult weekend.
It's rolling.
Millions of people are under flood watches, including us. We have a flood watch and a wind advisory that's in effect right now. Okay, number two. Here's where you can just go off. President Joe Biden is now underlined facing a special counsel investigation after Obama-era classified files were found in his private office in Washington and his home in Delaware.
My turn. Prosecute him! Prosecute him! Let's raid his house!
Yes.
Let's raid his house! Let's put him in jail!
No, they need to,
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let's go through her underwear drawer. We're talking Trump, right? I mean the media. The politicians hang him. Well, when the first documents were found, well, they were at the, you know, the Penn State Biden, you know, Institute. It was in a closet in there, and you know, a locked room. And okay, we take this seriously. The second batch found in his garage, in a box, in the garage of his house in Delaware. He said, and this is his response. Well, garage was locked in. It was next to my Corvette. Good answer, Joe. Good answer. So, who had access to these top secret documents? Well, Hunter did. Who else? We don't know. It could be somebody, you know, cleaning the gutters. Oh, look, what's this? Oh, I wonder what top secret means. Hey, and then at the bar that night, because he's taking them down, he reads them to everybody and brings them back the next day, puts them away. You know what? Garland backed himself in a corner on this one. And here's why. Trump should never have had, when they did this, should have never had a special prosecutor. Shouldn't have had it. But they're saying, well, you know, we had to have a special prosecutor because we are, you know, I was appointed by Biden. But now he was backed into a corner. He has to do the same thing. So who have they appointed? A guy by the name, I think, Hahn, who was a Trump-appointed judge and prosecutor who is in there. Now, here's the danger with a special prosecutor. And you saw this in for Trump. They can go in any direction. Once they start looking at something, well, who had access to this? And then they go into, well, what about here? So you found documents in two different places. And he was vice president. He was not the president. The president can declassify everything. Vice president can't. President has the right to do that. Vice president doesn't. So how many other places has Joe left things? Now, the problem is there are people that work for Biden that if they find it, do you think they shredded things during the Ollie North
Contra investigation
when that one lady was sneaking stuff out of the offices? And I have a picture of her, by the way, sitting on a shredder because I know her.
So Biden told reporters he was cooperating fully with the DOJ, and the White House said it's confident the probe will show documents were, quote, inadvertently misplaced.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. People go to jail in the military for inadvertently placing top secret documents where they shouldn't be.
In
someone's
garage.
I was in an office that was behind a locked safe door in an office with stuff in another locked room, and because we do periodic inspections, in this one folder, which was unclassified stuff, they found a classified document. Guess what? Investigation. Even though that the possibility of anybody coming into a secure military building behind a locked safe door, another locked door of anybody seeing it was crazy. It was still a full-blown investigation. We don't even know what these documents were, except that they had to do with China and Iraq and a couple other places. Nope, I think we need a full investigation. Even CBS was going after the, this is my favorite part. CBS is going after the White House, press secretary. And he's saying, well, what about, and she goes, oh no, the president has addressed this. But how many, and, you know, are there going to be more? Blah, blah, and she just blew him off.
Change the subject.
Okay.
Well, she does. Okay, here we go. Tax filing season will begin on January 23rd, the IRS announced on Thursday, but there are still several months to get your documents in order. The official due date for return this year is April 18th. After you file, the IRS said it is likely to deliver your refund within 21 days of receiving your return. I doubt we'll get any money back. And those of you who might be dreading this task, it may help to know that the majority of tax filers every year are typically owed a refund. Yeah. Food prices. Are we all feeling the pinch?
Food prices. You were just talking about it.
In the U.S. remain stubbornly high, but are seeing some easing in December. Food at home prices increased 0.2% from the month before, according to data released Thursday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the smallest monthly increase since March 2021. Among the foods with the highest increase in prices are eggs, of course, up 59.9%. Butter, up 35.3%. And lettuce, 24.9%. For the broader picture of inflation, consumer prices decreased 0.1%.
Well, inflation is down, but try to tell that to people that are on a fixed income or lower income families when they go in to try to buy food for their families and shelves are empty. I mean, it's easy to say those words, oh, averages and this and that, but when you go into Costco to buy eggs and they don't have them, excuse me. Costco?
Yeah, well, you know, I told you that I went into Safeway to get eggs. And, well, I didn't go in there specifically, but I thought we're out of eggs. So I thought, wow, you know, it reminds me of when I was in a Kroger in Nashville. And they, my first time I moved there, and I went in, and I wasn't aware of the fact that an ice storm alert had been, on, you know, broadcast. And I guess a few months prior to that, or the year before that, they had an ice storm, and people were without electricity, and they were,
food wasn't delivered.
Yeah, so they were for like weeks. So I didn't have any idea. I went into Kroger, which was close to where I was living.
Kroger's
and
like the
all
Safeway.
All the bread was gone. And I had never seen an empty shelf in my lifetime. So that's what it felt like going into Safeway a few weeks back. And they had three cartons of eggs. And I got 18 eggs for
$7.99. Yep.
I was like,
I've enjoyed every one of them.
Anyway, Mega Millions is going to be $1.3 billion jackpot on Friday the 13th.
You know what? That's today. So you don't need to go out there. Your chances of winning are really, really, really small. So, and plus it gives Linda and I a better chance. If I hit the 1.3, if we hit the $1.3 billion jackpot, I can tell you 100 million of it is going to go for the new jail. But you have to name it after us. The Carl and Linda Bott Depository for Criminals. And there's got, it's got to be in neon lights, and there's got to be an arrow. You know, those big red arrows that blink.
Name on
that
a jail.
Blinks
Thank
going
you.
Down to the entrance.
We'll be right back after. We had Friday. We're going to take a break.
I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's song.
CastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from CastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Rain, yeah. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Friday the 13th, 50 degrees, rain. It tapered off yesterday, but I think it's going to be off and on now through next Wednesday or Thursday. Maybe not as hard, but still kind of, you know, steady. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a place we love to go to. Four Winds Jewelry. They are a locally owned, locally run business, and we need to support our small businesses, and Four Winds Jewelry makes that very, very easy. Okay, after the elections, the Gateway Unified School District Board of Trustees on Thursday agreed to stop, I love the way they say this, violating California's open meeting law. But that happened only after the board president banged her gavel at the audience. I mean, like, nobody else bangs gavels. Okay, it received a letter last week from the California Teachers Association objecting to the way the board voted to assign a trustee to take charge of recruiting a new superintendent. Because they voted on it, then opened it up to public comment. So the board said, okay, we will rescind that, and we will, to invalidate the action related to, having the person appointed, and approved an unconditional commitment to cease desist from and not repeat alleged violations of the open meeting law, known as the Brown Act. Okay. I know you don't want me to say this, but we're talking about ways of raising money for the jail. I mean, this isn't a bake sale. This isn't a bake sale type of thing. But I think we've got to think outside the box, okay? Outside the box on how to raise money. So we should go to other successful fundraising projects that we see in town. Like Haven Humane, one of the successful ways they raised money was that you could sponsor one of the kennels. And we sponsored, KCNR sponsors one of the kennels there. In the new jail, we could have cells sponsored by individuals or organizations like Sierra Pacific. Sierra Pacific is sponsoring this floor of cells, and they have nice little brass plaques over it. McConnell Foundation supports the exercise area.
Get to dress up the inmates also?
No. It's just a nice little brass plaque there that is permanently affixed so they can't use it as a weapon if they rip it off.
All right.
I'm just trying to think outside.
Okay.
Outside.
Now, I'm glad you had your moment of humor. But I want to change the subject. I want to talk about some of the things. Now, we talk about Friday the 13th and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. But what I want to talk about is some really cool news. And that is that, you know, we talked about things that become extinct on our planet. But what we don't seem to really put out there, and that, again, is that, red bleeds or whatever it is. So
if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah. So right. We still have our vast planet. We have unexplored places that have never been recorded. But this last year in 2022, 146 new species were added, which blows my mind.
And never I think been seen before or cataloged.
We're talking about fish, rays, lizards, spiders, scorpions, and plants.
Never
44 lizards, 30 ants, 14 sea slugs, 14 flowering plants, 13 sea stars, 7 fishes, 4 sharks, 4 beetles, and a partridge in a pear tree. Anyway, 3 moths, 3 worms, 2 scorpions, 2 spiders, 2 lichens, 1 toad, 1 clam, 1 aphid, and 1 sea biscuit. I just think those are the miracles that are here that we need to. Why isn't that like a headline? That's amazing.
Well, they're constantly finding new species, and you're right. You don't ever hear about it. Let's go to the phones. Stone.
Good morning.
Hey, Stone, you're on.
Hey there. Sorry, slight delay with the cell phone. Quickly with the Gateway board issue. So the new board members, they are going to be given, eventually, some official Brown Act training. It's up to the entity that the elected officials are under. It's up to that entity to give those people the Brown Act training. So that would be the current temporarily appointed superintendent. It is his job at this point to make sure that those 3 new board members get Brown Act training. What they did incorrectly was strictly from them not having formal Brown Act training. And those 2 existing board members that have been on there for several years, and the secretary, Ms. Bootinger, yeah, I'll say her name because it's public knowledge, those people are not being helpful to the new board members. They should be immediately taking these new board members under their wing and helping them procedurally with Brown Act meetings, and they're doing little to none of that. And so unfortunately, these new Gateway board members are almost on an island by themselves. The staff, the employees, the teachers union, of course, that filed the cease and desist, they're all trying to sabotage these board members. And by the way, every board meeting I go to, Carl, even the County Board of Supervisors, although they're almost buttoned up. But every other board meeting I go to, school, water, doesn't matter, I can 98% of the time find a Brown Act violation, which I did, by the way, at the SCOE meeting the other day. I found it. I was at the microphone, and I told them, hey, you have a Brown Act violation here. What on earth is your attorney doing? So my point is, these Gateway board members are not being helped. They need that formal training as soon as possible, and it's a mess. It's a real mess up there, Carl.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Stone.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
Would also like to be educated on the Brown Act and what specifically. In fact, we've got an attorney with us coming up in the next hour. I'd be curious to know.
We'll give him 5 minutes. Find out everything you know on the Brown Act. You know, people that have been in politics a long time aren't sure what the Brown Act is. That's the feelings I'm getting. The main thing I hear is that no more than 2 people can discuss an issue. I mean, but I don't know if you know, like on the city council, you can't talk about it with 3 of you because that becomes a majority. So you can't discuss any issue. The other day, Mazzano was saying is that he was there at the short-term rental meeting. And Tanessa Audette and Jack Muntz was there. Well, they all sat in different places, so it wouldn't sit there like they're colluding. So, yeah. But, you know, when you get to a school district and you got 3 brand new people, the first thing that ought to happen is training on the Brown Act and things that you have to do by law. And, you know, okay, hey, we voted, now we're having an open meeting about it. No, it's vice versa. Okay. Hey, this book by, who was it, Harry?
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading things, just not the book. I would never buy the book. But there are some headlines coming out of this. This is really strange stuff this guy's writing, including fantasizing about his mother. I mean, come on. I mean, do you have heard too much information?
I don't know until you actually read the book. Were to read the book, you know, because headlines are sensational, as we always know, and they can be, colored in different ways.
Yeah.
So
let me catch this one real quick.
I don't believe that.
Everybody was, you know, talking about Derek Hamlin, the young man that had the cardiac arrest.
Yes.
There was another football player, former NFL player by the name of Peyton Hills. He rescued his children from drowning, but he almost drowned. And it was kind of really serious there. And he was just taken off the ventilator, and he's on his road to recovery, but he almost died, but he rescued his children. We'll be right back with
Gorman.
Patrick
Law.
Gorman, attorney at law.
Casey and I, Shasta, Redding.
Said late Thursday, the damage is still being assessed.
We were blessed. We dodged some major bullets today. We really did. This could have been much worse.
There were 6 confirmed deaths in Autauga County, Alabama, 41 miles northeast of Selma, where the county's emergency management director says more than 36 homes were damaged or destroyed by a tornado that cut a 20-mile path across 2 communities. I'm Donna Warder.
House Republicans pledging to get to the bottom of the Biden classified document scandal, discoveries at the president's home and former office. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggesting a possible political motive in the way the Biden Justice Department handled the Trump documents case versus the unfolding Biden affair.
Why would they raid in the manner which they did? At the same time, prior to an election, you found a sitting president when he was vice president with top secret documents. Why did they handle that differently? We're in America. We believe in equal justice. Why did they not even tell America that that transpired? How did he sit before 60 Minutes knowing what he had done?
It's a development that raises more questions than it answers. The Newport News, Virginia school superintendent saying that at least one administrator at the elementary school where a first grader shot and wounded his teacher last week had learned the child possibly had a weapon in his possession prior to the shooting. But for whatever reason, officials did not seize the weapon, a 9mm handgun, that the youngster brought to his classroom in a backpack. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow, 41 points higher. Townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Japanese prosecutors charge a suspect in the assassination of former Prime Minister Abe with murder.
Tetsuya Yamagami was arrested immediately after Abe was shot while giving a campaign speech in July. Prosecutors say a mental evaluation found he was fit to stand trial. Police say Yamagami told them he killed Abe because of his apparent links to a religious group he hated. Some Japanese have expressed sympathy for Yamagami, especially children of the followers of the Unification Church, which is known for pressuring adherents into making big donations and is considered a cult in Japan. The probe also revealed years of cozy ties between Abe's political party and the church. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UK Prime Minister Sunak pledging to work with Scotland's leader despite her wish for a new independence referendum. News and analysis at townhall.com. The dark cloud that has brought so much heartache, so much destruction to the West Coast, does have a silver lining.
The massive amount of rain in California has dramatically improved the status of the state's drought. UC Berkeley Snow Lab says California's Sierra snowpack is at 104% of average. In other words, the state has seen more snow this month than what is seen in an entire season. As of January 3rd, 71% of the state was in severe drought status. But that's dropped to 46% in just 1 week. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Even as 7,000 nurses returned to work at two of New York City's busiest hospitals following a three-day strike, colleagues around the country say it's only a matter of time before frontline workers at other hospitals begin walking off the jobs and onto the picket lines. Severe staff shortages said to be among the top issues of concern. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, Friday the 13th. For those of you who think, you know, you laugh at danger, for some of you others, you're just going to stay in bed all day. That's okay. It's 8:05, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm.
Good morning.
And Linda's got the weather, and Susan Eastman's on the phone.
Yes. Okay, well, let's go to the weather real fast, and then we're going to go to Susan Eastman. It's going to give our market minute. But it's currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. We are going to have 100% showers. Well, right now, as we look out our window of the world, it's not raining, and there's kind of like, scattered clouds. It's moving in, though. Our highs will be 53. Overnight lows tonight at 50 with 100% that's it. Showers. Showers and breezy. Saturday, we are under a flood watch and wind advisory. And that is going to be going on for a while here. Sunday will be 90% chance of showers with a high 50, overnight lows of 41. Monday is Martin Luther King Day, with showers once again at 52, overnight lows on Monday night at 38. And Tuesday, once again, showers. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business located in Anderson, veteran-owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, it's Friday, and we always love to hear from our Vice President of Investments, our one and only Susan Eastman with Stifel Investments. Good morning, and what's happening in the market, Susan?
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning after major banks reported earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 36 points at 34,227. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 3,975. And the NASDAQ Composite losing almost a percentage point at 11,000 even. Active stocks this morning, Tesla down $2.63 at $120.93. Apple up 38 cents, trading at $133.74. And Microsoft down $1.96 at $236.51. Bank stocks of local interest, Tri-County's down 30 cents, trading at $49.32. Cornerstone Community Bank, flat and trading at $27.46 at the open. Columbia Bank down 46 cents, trading at $29.05. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 3.447%. Commodity prices are higher. Gold is at $14 an ounce at $1,915. Silver up 28 cents at $24.17 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $79 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel Investments, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
All right, Susan, great to hear your voice always. And
stay dry.
Yeah, and I will be talking to you soon.
Great. Thank you. Everyone have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hey, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Pitbull for the oppressed.
Growing out of Palisadro, I notice. Well, good morning, first of all. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
So how long before you buy that whole the whole area down there?
One day, I don't know how long, but I do want to buy a plot out there and build a building. Build an office building.
Well, you know what? That's a good idea. And we love Palisadro.
And they're right across from the consignment shop, and I hear Jill says, oh, my gosh, I get in trouble. I've been in there a few times. Anyway, so let's share with our listeners that about your practice, let's refresh everybody, and that you've now expanded into taking over another practice as well.
Yes, so I'm the largest firm now that represents injured workers north of Sacramento, I believe. So we merged with Riley Law. Riley Law is formerly Workers' Compensation Law Center. And so we merged with them, took on a bunch of staff from them, and their clients have come over in the merger. So we've more than doubled in size but pretty quickly. So that was effective October 31st. It's been going great, been very busy, of course. But, plus we had a grandson. It's been a crazy 2 months.
You know, y'all missed your, because you never miss. And then that day you missed, and I went, I wonder if you're okay. Well, when you're up till 3 and 4 in the morning with the birth of your grandson, you know what? You get a pass.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, we weren't able to pay. Yeah. we weren't able to go to Kansas for his birth just because of everything going on with the merger. But, you know, that's the first baby for them. And, so they were scared and nervous. Mm. And we wanted to be there when the baby came.
Well, have you seen baby yet?
Yes. He came home for the holidays. He's adorable. I got to hold him and feed him. And yeah, it was really amazing.
Nothing like a newborn.
You know what? Isn't it strange? Maybe not strange. Maybe it's just the way of life. That when you hold your grandchild, it's like instant bonding, just like your child. And I don't get emotional about those things. But when I held my grandchild the day she was born, it was like instant bonding. And I've felt like that. And then because I was deployed, I didn't see my grandson for like 3 or 4 months. But when I saw him, it was exactly the same feeling, even though it had been 3 or 4 months.
I think the biggest difference I notice is the instant bonding, but you're not nervous. When you hold your first child, you're like, am I going to break them? How bad am I going to mess this kid up? I mean, like, you're just, right? And with your grandchild, you just have them, and you say, you know, they're perfect, and I'm not worried about messing them up. I'm not worried about dropping them. You know how durable babies are at that point. And so it is different.
And I can spoil them and then hand them back.
That's right.
Oh, baby smells. Here you go, honey.
There you go. Yeah, it's a lot easier when you aren't the sole person responsible for
them. Congratulations. That's just great. Wonderful. All right, so now, have you expanded your space where you are? I mean, I saw when we were down there next to Ace Hardware, you had this really cool tree out in front of your place that had rags or something.
Yeah, so that's somebody else did that for the holiday celebration there, and I think they were selling some of the decorations. So that wasn't ours. We had a tree inside, and the windows painted up. So we have two offices that we've combined to one. So the old ophthalmologist office and the old cold exchange there are both our spaces. And so it's about 3,000 square feet. And,
my goodness.
They were full. I actually now wish that we had more space, but we'll figure it out. We're going to be there for quite a while. I don't plan on leaving Palo Cedro, so if we were to not be in that space, that's when I would like to have office building out there one day.
Well, you know, Palo Cedro is such a great place, and you know they are. And some people wanted to put a subdivision there, and you know the people are fighting it. And the fact is, you're back more into the rural ranch type life back there.
Absolutely.
In Palo Cedro. Yet you have a lot of the conveniences, so you don't have to come in to Redding. You've got a major shopping. I shouldn't say major shopping. You've got a grocery store there. You've got a pharmacy. You know, like I think CVS or somebody's out there. Got an Ace Hardware. You got 2 feed stores, which is really important, and dentist, doctors. All that.
Yeah, somebody like me who always gets the wrong size screw or something, you know, having Trevally right there instead of having to come all the way back into Reading. I have a friend who's from up in the mountains.
Shingletown?
Montgomery Creek.
Oh, okay.
And I was talking to him. I said, man, what do you do? I'd be spending 3 hours every Saturday driving to and from the hardware store. He's like, well, I just buy 10 of everything. Because it is
there you go.
To drive.
There you go. Hey, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He specializes in workers' compensation. We're going to take an early break because I want to hear about any new changes to laws and all that. And I know you're up on it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, my place where I get my haircut and have for 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. So how does that work? You call them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for you. Come on in. Walk in. Literally walk in, sit down, get your hair cut, and then you can leave. Or you can hang around like I do and chit-chat with people. Man's last stronghold. It hasn't changed one iota in 15 years that I've been there. It probably hasn't changed for 15 years before that. It's, like I said, it's in Cypress Square. It's right off of Athens, and it's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back. Baby, find it.
Your year off right by coming down to Wind River Resort and Casino and playing in the $85,000 Trucks and Bucks Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free entries, and other instant prizes. Weekly drawings every Saturday starting at 7 p.m. Five winners every half hour win free slot play. Join us for the final drawing on February 25th, where one winner will receive a brand new Chevy Silverado. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
We're back. I love it. Nathan's in there. Hey, Nathan, I would really like to take this moment. Would you come on the air with us, really, and tell us about what's happening? I think it's really important. We talked about KIXE. It's doing something with the film.
Yeah, they're doing a fentanyl awareness film on, I think it's February 3rd, and they're going to have a Narcan demonstration as well. So,
So if you want to learn how to give Narcan to somebody that has an overdose and you have it in your little gun bag
right.
next to the 45, you have your Narcan.
How do they demonstrate that? Do they inject somebody with fentanyl and then Narcan?
I'm curious how they do.
I'm really excited to watch it.
You spray it up somebody's nose is the way I understand it. Into that because you stop breathing and you put it in there and almost instantly.
I don't think you can ingest it if you're not. Overdose can't be healthy, right?
So yeah, I don't know. So that's something you're going to learn, and I think it's really important.
Right.
We're experiencing it very much here on people who are taking pills, thinking that in young people think it's something maybe
a pain reliever or Percocet
something like that, and that happened, and somebody was laced with fentanyl, and it's very prominent.
It was pure fentanyl. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? If that was somebody that you loved and you didn't know what was going on and they were a kid or if they were a neighbor or if they were a brother or a friend.
And if you had the ability to save their lives.
You better know what to do. So I love that. And do you know the date?
I'll double check it, but I believe it's February 3rd, and I'll come back with the times.
Well, police carry it, of course, because they get exposed to fentanyl, and they go into a house or something, and I just saw one the other day, a policeman dropped, and his fellow policeman used the Narcan on him, saved his life. Okay, hey, we are here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He specializes in worker compensation, and with the new year, new laws.
Yes.
Or is there?
Most of the laws involving workers' compensation already go into effect as of January 1st. They were passed this last July.
Okay.
And some of those were increased penalties for bad faith denials of law enforcement officers and firefighters. So if you have they have certain presumed injuries, heart disease, cancer, back injuries, things like that. And if it's denied unreasonably, meaning there's no evidence to base your denial on, then the penalty used to be a maximum of $10,000. That was increased to $50,000. So, because it's still an ongoing problem, for some reason, law enforcement, firefighters, when they have an injury, their injuries are denied in a very high rate, and I don't know why, but they are. So that was one law that passed. A lot of other things involving, COVID and things like that, extending the COVID, presumptions and pays that are in place. But what I'm really interested in is this next year, and the reason why is there has not been a reform in workers' compensation since 2012. So we are now more than 10 years post that reform. It's overdue. So we will see what happens this session when they get back in after. I think they go back in February, March, or what have you. So we'll see what bills work their way through.
The longer they stay out, the better it is. I'm talking about the Assembly and the Senate here in California. I just read where they're finding that firefighters are having more cases of cancer, skin cancer, all of these because of the carcinogens that they're exposed to when they're in there fighting fires.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of Cal Fire guys 7-9 years from now, maybe even sooner, coming down with a much higher degree of cancer just because of how massive the wildfires have been, and also the burning of buildings and other materials, even unlawful grows and stuff. These aren't the wildfires that they've been fighting historically. These are different. They're bigger. They're more massive. They're burning more chemicals and things like that. So I think it'll be a tragedy, and I think we're going to see a very high percentage.
Well, one of the things that, because we have firefighters on, is one of the things that's always resonated with me is it used to be 30 minutes. They had 30 minutes, really, before a fire could get started because everything was natural, wood, cotton, that kind. Now it's gone down to like 10 minutes because of all of the synthetics that are in the house. It just goes instantly, hot. And if that's the case, when they're in there, they've got the mask on and everything. I could see that, being exposed to that. It's on their skin. Everything.
Well, and, these Cal Fire guys would go out and they would fight fires, but they wouldn't spend 3 months typically in the same camp fighting the same fire.
Right.
5 years in a row. So it's just different. Just the amount of exposure is significantly more. I mean, we were very fortunate with the fire season last year, but I mean, the 4 years preceding that, it was very intense. But there's always these latency periods for internal diseases, lung diseases, blood diseases, neurological diseases, whereas typically 7 to 13 years before you start having symptoms and you discover that you have it.
Look what happened with the burn pits. over in Iraq and Afghanistan, people are exposed to that, and they're starting, you know, people are starting to suffer from different illnesses because of that. You know, one thing you said on one of the shows was when they go out after these marijuana grows, that there's a there could be a real chance that this could have an impact on their health.
Yeah. You know, I have a kind of a controversial opinion on that, and I might tick some people off, but, you know, I understand that we shouldn't have the illegal grows, right? I'm right there on that, on board with that. But having police officers eradicating them, meaning actually chopping them down,
right,
in BDUs, instead of having
battle dress uniforms,
right, instead of having, you know, a professional organization,
and full hazmat,
yeah, going treated like a meth lab. So, but the problem is there's no funding for the proper eradication, and but the politicians want to eradicate them to appease the population to let them know, hey, we're doing something about this, and really law enforcement, just like soldiers in the military, they're the ones who ultimately are going to be the ones who have to suffer the diseases from this because it's being done improperly. If you're going to do it, I'm on board. But you've got to give the proper equipment to our law enforcement. When you have the state of California where the feds come in to eradicate, they are in hazmat. They take precautions. But our local law enforcement are not given those tools when they're eradicating the grows. If we're going to eradicate them, you have to give them the tools. Don't eradicate grows to tell your voters, your constituents, hey, we're doing it, when you're throwing law enforcement under the bus. And I'm sure I just ticked a lot of people off, but that's my opinion, and I don't think there's anything controversial about it.
And tell them why. Why is it dangerous for our law enforcement to go out there and be clearing these week after week?
So we were talking about fentanyl, and the police officer you were talking about, it came into contact with his skin. And then it absorbed into the skin and he had an OD.
Mm.
Well, the chemicals that they use at these grows are completely illegal. They've been banned for many, many years. And it can be absorbed through the skin, too. They can be breathed in. There's molds, but also the pesticides and the fertilizers, they are not legal. They're not legally obtained. You know, carbapenem is one of them. But there are several different pesticides. I mean, they'll kill deer and bear.
Yeah, and rodenticides out there, they'll kill everything in the food.
Exactly. And so, you know, if you're growing, you know, 10 acres of pot illegally, you probably don't care about the laws on chemicals used to grow it, right? They're using illegal chemicals
going into the water systems.
Yeah. It's all about the mighty buck,
right?
Finishing it, just getting the crop going. No matter what you're doing to the soil and the earth, you're not thinking in terms like that.
So the impact on our law enforcement.
Well, they're sweating, and it gets on their skin or in their lungs, and then you know they might get sick right away, but they may not get sick for 11 years.
And I agree with you. You know, we need to take these out, but just like anything else, if you need to go into something that's going to have that can cause you to get sick by breathing it or whatever, you got to be protected on that. And I imagine already there's been cases of this happening.
Yeah, there's a couple of documents. I mean, I had one of them, and then there's a documented case in I think it's one of the county, Mendocino County, I believe, a deputy got extremely sick from eradicating a grow. But those are just the ones in the paper. The ones that are unreported to the news or aren't being reported on by the news are significant. And, again, it just like going to war, if we're going to go to war, you go to war to win, but you also give them the equipment, right, so they can come home. They're representing us. They're serving us. So are our law enforcement. Same thing with, you know, law enforcement, the rights. The police officers they're enforcing the laws that they didn't pass. That is their job. If somebody has a problem with the laws, take it up with the people who write them. And everybody blames the cops, including the people who write the laws that they're enforcing. And I don't think it's appropriate to send them in there to eradicate grows so you can tell your constituents, hey, we're doing something about these grows, when really, I mean, it's just an attrition thing. You cut down one, there's seven more. But, I mean, to what end? And if you're going to do that, that's a decision you can make. But you need to equip our officers or allow somebody who's properly equipped to do it.
Okay. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. His expertise is in workers' compensation, and I thoroughly agree with everything you said. And I don't see how anybody could not agree with that.
Well, I'm sure somebody will get offended.
Well, you know, but, you know, if you're going to take it down, protect our guys and girls that are doing it. Okay.
Carl, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's Love in the Time of Fentanyl. It's going to be Wednesday, February 1st at Shasta County Arts Council, 1313 Market Street.
That's okay. Right across the street from us, folks.
Yep. Okay, hey, this portion of the show, talking about health, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, it's one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's the top rated from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. They're starting to be a teaching hospital this year, and they're going to be bringing in eight doctors that are going to go through the residencies here, and eight the next year, so that we're going to have a number of doctors working at Shasta Regional and with other physicians and organizations up here in the North State. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendies, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Today, Friday the 13th, 8:33 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. And what's the update?
Well, just currently 50. It's going to be high. Our highs today would be 53, overnight lows of 50. We do have a flood watch wind advisory We have, you know, temperatures, steady temperatures around 50. We may have 14 with gusts up to 26 miles per hour, tonight. And tomorrow looks like we may also have 20 to 25 miles, with gusts up to 39. That can happen tomorrow. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, I want to do also, on this Friday, we've got a couple things coming up. We're here with Patrick Gorman. We're going to be talking about, because last year you did, you came to the KCNR table at the crab feed. So, that's going to be fun.
Never
that's
be
coming
the same.
Up.
The man put single-handedly put a dent in the crab population.
Anyway, that's very exciting that that's happening. I also want to do, an announcement here about the Shasta Regional Medical Center doing the Go Red Luncheon, which is February 10th. Now, if you've not been to that, you can't get tickets. You go to Shasta Regional Medical Center, go online, and there's an Eventbrite. The tickets, it is such a wonderful, fun event. Everybody dresses in red. It's really women. There's going to be wonderful speakers, and it's really about heart health for women. So there's going to be vendors and booths. I get to MC this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's February 10th. Go Reading at the Holiday Inn.
Okay. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. His specialty is workers' compensation. But I can ask him questions about anything. He jumps in. You're very knowledgeable.
Thank you. I try to be.
He's also got a big spot in his heart for law enforcement because you used to be in law enforcement.
Yes.
Yeah. Not an easy job.
No, I mean, it's hard enough, and then, you know, the politics as well.
Go, yeah. So when you say that it's been 10 years since they've looked at the workers' compensation law.
Yes.
So what kind of changes do you think that means?
Well, I think one of the biggest changes that they do almost every time is a change in the permanent disability rate. So permanent disability equates to a certain amount of weeks at a certain number of payments, and there's a maximum amount you can get. So prior to the reform, the maximum payout was $230 a week, and there was some caveat for a 15% increase if you couldn't return to work.
Mm-hmm.
They then changed that.
For how long? Now, for how long?
Well, it was like that from 2000.
No, I mean, if you were.
Oh, it depends on your permanent disability percentage.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is the exact number, but for example, if you had a 20% permanent disability rating, it might be like 63 weeks of payments at $230, something along those lines.
Okay.
So that gives you your cash amount. So they changed that amount to a flat rate of 290. So that's a maximum of 290 a week. So when you're injured, you can get up to 2 years of temporary disability. Temporary mm-hmm. disability is two-thirds of your average earnings, of your average weekly wage. So you can get that for up to 2 years. If you're not better after those 2 years, if you can't go back to work, and this happens because of the treatment delays in the system, there are a lot of them. A lot of people are not better in 2 years. Mm-hmm. They cannot go back to work in 2 years. Your payments stop, and then you get $290 a week right now. Mm-hmm. So you go from making, you know, $600, $900, $1,000 a week to $290 a week.
After 63 weeks?
104 weeks.
104 weeks.
Yeah, after 104 weeks. So you get that 290 a week based on your permanent disability percentage. And that amount has not changed since 2014. So that amount will certainly go up because there's also a minimum. The maximum is 290. There's a minimum that changes every year. That minimum is now 230. So the minimum is almost as high as the maximum. There's usually a bigger spread. So that maximum permanent disability amount will certainly change, but then the question is, with any law, there's a trade-off. So if for anything the employers and insurance companies give up, they get. So what are they going to get in exchange for increasing the PD rate? I don't know. The lobbyists will lobby and the legislature will negotiate. And the last time, one thing that happened was the dispute over medical treatment, whether or not it's reasonable or necessary, was taken out of the hands of judges. And there were some examples that were brought up, and they were true examples. They weren't very common, but, you know, people were being awarded, you know, lifetime gym memberships with, you know, personal trainer or industrial ice machines. one example was like a ADA-compliant Escalade, you know, things like that, because the doctor was requesting it and the judge would order it because the judge isn't a doctor. So they used these small
anecdotal. An escalator?
Yeah, maybe an escalator, right? Or an ADA-compliant house, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, so things like that were being awarded. Or the lifetime gym memberships was a big one. You would go to court. I used to work for the other side back then. You'd go to court, and they would say, hey, my client's been awarded a lifetime gym membership. I think that's worth about $16,000. If you give my client $4,000 right now, we'll walk away. So they were selling out little parts of their medical award.
Mm-hmm.
And that was happening. So it resulted in this reform that now has gone dramatically the other way. And if there's denial of treatment and the denial's on time, a judge cannot render an opinion on it one way or the other. So that was the exchange, one of the trade-offs for the increased permanent disability back in 2012. So we'll see what comes out of a reform. But a reform is due. I don't know if it'll happen this year for sure, but I won't be surprised if it does. And if it doesn't happen this year, it certainly will happen within the next couple of years. And so it'll be very interesting. It'll be a pretty large overhaul of the system, I'm sure. And we'll just see what it is. The prior reform before 2012 happened in 2004. So that was only 8 years. And now it's been, 10, going on year 11.
Do you find that most insurance companies bargain in good faith?
No, absolutely not.
Well, okay.
Well, no, I would think if you're an insurance company, if you're representing an insurance company, it's just like a car. Imagine a car. They're going to say, was it your fault? They're going to do everything they can in order to save money for the insurance company. That's not pro for the person.
Sure. I think the issue.
Yeah, but
it's not a person who's doing it to be mean. It's built into the system. It's built into the system that they're a money making machine, right? So you take the human emotions out of that as much as you can, so that you're at the maximum efficiency and increase your profit margins to a maximum amount. And it's not just insurance companies; it's all large corporations that do this.
So yeah, and I had an injury. When somebody ran over me on my motorcycle, and I found that my insurance company was very supportive, but and in the fact it never had to go anywhere except because they made sure I was treated, they made sure I got compensation for it and all that, because I was but I realize it's not like that in everything. That's why I asked you, like, if you're looking at an insurance company that, okay, yes, they're bargaining in good faith, but in this case, they're not. And it could be the same insurance company.
A couple of things in response to that. So obviously the things that come in my door are problems.
Right.
Right. So I don't see probably 90% of the injuries that exist. I never see an attorney, and many of those probably have an extremely good adjuster who does what they're supposed to do. If somebody looked at your recovery and that personal injury, who was an expert in it, they might have had a different story to tell you. You don't know what you were entitled to. You just took what they offered you.
Yeah, I did. You're right. But they threw a lot of money at me.
Yeah, so they might they may give you enough to keep you from hiring an attorney, but it may not be as much as they were supposed to give you under that indemnification.
Yeah, because you still have injury today for the rest of your life. This is what they'll do, a quick fix. But you have had a screw in your ankle that affects you now for the how you can wear a boot, how you cannot wear a boot. It is affected. So I think that's perfect. With a personal injury attorney, they take into account that these are damages. It may not be right now, like a whiplash. It may not be right now, but down the road, it affects you, you live your life for the rest of your life.
What's the statute of limitations on this?
We settled it. There is no statute of limitations.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, I was pretty happy then. Got a new motorcycle. And,
if you're happy, then there's no reason to hire an attorney.
Yeah.
To me, it happened. The guy had insurance. I had insurance. I had for underinsured people. My company rolled in there and took care of it. I had it up. So I felt like I was treated well. And but you're absolutely right. It's been a long time, and I do have occasionally will have a problem with that, with the screw still in there. But however, at that time, I thought I was being treated very fairly.
Being involved in a lawsuit is not fun. No. Anybody who enjoys it, including I hate it, and I do it for a living, right? So if you're satisfied with the outcome, then you're good.
That was good then. Yeah. Okay. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He, especially, of course, is workers' compensation. He worked for the insurance company, so he's seen that side of it and decided that, no, I don't want to do that. Because did you feel like you were taking advantage of people and all that? I mean, not on purpose, because you're an honorable guy.
Well, so when you have a client, regardless of whether you like them or not, you have to advocate for them and represent their best interests. And when you continue to have these outcomes where you know that somebody's life is forever changed and you got a really good deal for your client, and you say, well, if they had a better attorney, maybe it wouldn't have happened that way. You blame it on them not having a better attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I mean, that's totally lawful. There's nothing wrong ethically with the California bar or anything on that. You're doing your job. But it's just there's no true gratification on that side in my experience. I never felt truly fulfilled by the job I was doing. You know, at the end of the day, you could save an insurance company millions of dollars, and they may never send you a case again because they just made that in 15 minutes over. It's not as impactful to them as it would be to the person on the other side. And I had a hard time sitting with that, personally.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. You can always go to Patrick Gorman Law. I mean, it's a nice website of your people that work for you. And, of course, we missed Jill today. But and also, I see Spanish.
Yes. There are a lot of Spanish-speaking folks in the North State. And they tend to be, not all of them, but they tend to be treated differently when they have work injuries. And, there are insinuations from employers that they might be forced to leave the country if they file a workers' comp case. And, bear in mind that somebody who's gone through the trouble to come here, whether legally or illegally, I mean, however they got here, the worst thing that can happen to them is being sent back. So employers definitely exploit that and use that to their advantage. Not all of them. I don't want to cast that brown out of the brush, but I do see it quite a bit. And so I feel that they're certainly underrepresented here in the North State. I don't take fake cases. I don't take fraudulent cases. And I have not had to turn away one single Spanish-speaking intake. So I feel that there's certainly some problems there. So, if you have a relative or a family member who does not speak English, they do have access to the court systems, no matter why they're here or how they are here. It doesn't give an employer a right to cast them aside and throw them away if they're injured at work.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott here with Free Fire Radio. This is your talk radio, KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back, meaning online.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up, baby. She speak, this woman is my destiny.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Friday the 13th here all over America. 8:50 in the morning. The rain's going to, yes, continue. And at least until halfway through.
We are, we're under a flood watch and a wind advisory with gusts happening over the weekend that could get up to 39 miles per hour.
Okay.
So, batten down the hatch.
Tomorrow night is the Backcountry Horsemen of California Shasta Trinity units having their fundraiser and dinner and all that. But don't call them. You know, we oversold it.
We oversold it. Wonderful.
So, you know, make sure you eat first. And no.
Anyway, that'll be a really cool thing.
I would just like to give a shout out to Senator and Mrs. Maurice Johannesson.
Yes.
They have, you know, they've sponsored things, for the Backcountry Horsemen, who are the ones that keep the Pacific Crest Trail, 90% of the Pacific Crest Trail open. With the different organizations of the Backcountry Horsemen. They're also the ones that go up and plant fish in these lakes up in the mountains. They do a lot of great things. And speaking of somebody who does great things, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And I said I wasn't going to throw him under the bus, but he mentioned it, so here we go.
Brown Act.
The Brown Act. What is that?
So the Brown Act is there is a I guess referendum or initiative passed some time ago, and it has to do with open meetings, the transparency of government, for local elected officials and what needs to occur at, you know, board meetings, city council meetings, so that the public can participate and understand what's going on. It precludes certain private discussions and communications about issues that are on the agenda. It requires allowing or releasing what will be on an agenda.
They don't want the lawmakers to get together, and from what I understand, that you can't talk to two other members of the of whatever board it is.
Right.
You can talk to one, but you can't talk to some group that would make a majority. In other words, you can't politic about it in private.
Yeah.
During an open board meeting, you can't.
Only elected, only local officials, though. The state can do that all day.
Yeah.
The feds do it. You know, Congress does it all day long,
well,
right? They have all the back, the backroom deals that everybody, that's the buzzword, right, in the news. You know, backroom deals, smoke-filled rooms. So they're trying to prevent that in local elections. And I think, you know, historically there is a lot of corruption in local politics, right? You know, what was that, Downey or something down in L.A.? They had, you know, all these inside deals, the, you know, the small municipality down there.
And there was a sheriff that was selling concealed carry permits. Now, you and you say, well, how does he do that? If you donated to his
posse.
If you donated to him, whatever his group is, you got a CCW and nobody else was getting that.
Well, we had a caller earlier before you got on at probably about 7:30 that was talking about
the brown net.
Within the school.
Gateway Unified School District.
Yeah, right, the school district. Mm-hmm. And he said, I got up in front and said, there's already a violation of the Brown Act. So
that was the SCOE. That was the Shasta County Office of Education. What he mentioned was is that the new school board had not been trained on the Brown Act.
Okay.
So how does that?
Well, I think that one thing that confuses people that they get frustrated about is what is the remedy for a violation of the Brown Act? And a few years ago, we had somebody who was very frustrated with the Board of Supervisors. Most of us were, who tried to place the board under citizen's arrest because of a violation of the Brown Act. There's people now. I've noticed a lot of buzz about these local school board elections lately. They're very partisan and politicized now. A lot of controversy. People think that somehow the remedy for a violation of the Brown Act is impeachment from office or, you know, some kind of criminal arrest, something like that. But really, the only remedy would be a court injunction and a ward of attorney's fees, or vote for somebody else and get them out of office. But it's not defined as a criminal public offense. So you can't go and arrest somebody because they talked to two people behind the scenes. I think that they certainly should be trained. However, you know, we're talking about the government. The government does have a lot of leeway in how they train, carry out. I mean, there's even government immunities if they injure somebody. So if you want to enforce the Brown Act, your remedy is you get a judge to enjoin them or impose, you know, compel training, or you vote for somebody else, essentially. There's no, I don't know if, I'm not an expert on the Brown Act, so I don't know if there's some kind of civil penalty outlined in that, but it has to be within the government code. At the end of the day, and the Supreme Court has held this through and through, our remedy, if we don't like what the politicians are doing, are to vote for somebody else. And if you don't like who was voted for, and you think that somehow saying they violated the Brown Act is a way to remove them from office, you're going to be frustrated with that too, because that's not going to be the remedy you're entitled to. So I agree that there are a lot of issues with Brown Act violations, but unless there's a remedy, fine, forfeiture of office, something like that, then it's a violation without a remedy.
Okay. The Brown Act, as you said, it protects the public's right to know. In this case with Gateway, they said they had their discussion, made their vote, then came out for open meeting there, and it should have been reversed, essentially.
So what they can do to correct it is just undo the vote, come out and have the discussion and vote on it again with the same outcome. At the end of the day, what's the purpose? I mean, they should be doing this in the open. The caller's not wrong in wanting transparency at all, but what remedy is he seeking? Because they can just perfect the issue really quickly. If you're raising the issue of training, absolutely. I think that you should talk to the superintendent, and they should absolutely be trained on that. And if the government code mandates that, then it should be enforced. But who enforces that? Who's the enforcer of that? It's the government. So they self police, they self enforce. Our only way to enforce any regulations on the government is to vote them out of office. So we don't have the power to arrest people for these things. We don't have the power to enjoin them. The courts do. You can place somebody on citizen's arrest, but if a sworn peace officer does not believe that there's been a violation of a public offense or a probable cause, they're not going to effectuate the arrest.
Right.
You're asking the government to impose a remedy on themselves, and if they don't, then you have to vote for somebody else.
Okay. Or have a recall.
Right. Have a recall.
Or have a recall. Okay. Patrick Gorman. So looks like it's going to be a busy year for you.
It already is. We had a little break over the holidays, but it is back and full swing
full
today.
Full swing,
yeah,
that's
week.
Right, back in court.
How do people get a hold of you, Patrick?
Give me a call at my office, 530-262-2168. We're in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Shopping Center there, right next to True Value. walk-ins. You could come in and make an appointment there, but it's easier to do it over the phone. Our phone hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. So if you call after hours or you call after 5 p.m. or on a Friday, leave a message. You can also email us, email at CormanComplaw.com, or check out our website, www.CormanComplaw.com, and there's a way to get in touch with us on that website as well.
Free consultation.
Free consultation.
So, and as you've said, if everything's going the way it should, that's what you tell them. Yeah. You don't need me.
I've turned 6 clients away this week.
Because things were going the right
way. They didn't need an attorney. There's no reason for me to take money out of their pocket if I'm not going to get them more than what they're getting.
Well, that's kind of a breath of fresh air. So,
it is a breath of fresh air. Thanks for closing our Friday with that.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, we are under flood watch and wind advisory. So be careful in driving. I always think, always take the slow route.
Well, you were coming back, you were coming back the other day and you said it was just whiteout conditions.
Right.
And just around here.
Just from Anderson to Redding.
Yeah. So take care out there, everybody. Have a good weekend. Try and stay dry. Be careful. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
My ground won't be turned
up. Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.